Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coach, here you go. You guys are on the brink of possibly clinching another AFC West Division title. A win for the Broncos combined with a loss by the Chiefs and your AFC West Division champs. Is it something you think about going into this game?
You know, we really don't. I mean, now we got to stay focused on how we play. And, you know, the Chiefs are playing great football. The expectations are they're going to continue to do that. So let's focus on ourselves. You know, last month of the season, and boy, it goes really fast. We've had a 4-0 month, a 3-1 month, a 3-1 month. We need to focus on this last one and just be the best team we can be. And we've got some adversity to work through to get that done.
Getting to the Raiders, but first up, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain about this crazy stat. 15 straight road divisional wins by the Denver Broncos following the Chargers win in San Diego.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, it's an ongoing NFL record. I mean, is that more of just a franchise type, you know, mindset, feel, and where do you contribute that success to?
Well, I can say this. First off, I think we played good road football all year long. You know, we got beat by three on the road at Indianapolis. Good road football is usually playing good defense, protecting the ball, running the ball, and you'll be in every game. And that's kind of what we've done. And hopefully we can continue to do that. But there's no better feeling in this business as a team than knowing it doesn't matter where you play. It's how you play. And I think our guys know that.
Tough test this week. You got Oakland. They are coming here. You guys won there just 16-10. They got a really good football team.
Yeah, they got after it pretty good the first time we played them. Jack's done a really good job. Good young quarterback, very capable of having a big day on you. Defensively, the last month, I think they have more sacks than anybody in football defensively, so that's a big challenge for us. But division opponent, second time around. Kansas City came in here second time around. We know what happened that day, so that's fresh on our minds. So another big test for us.
Flip the challenge now. I think that Oakland's definitely going to have a challenge. All teams do against your guys' defense. Let's hear from Derek Carr now about taking on the Broncos' number one ranked D.
That pass rush is ridiculous, you know, and obviously they drafted another first rounder to add to it, you know, and not just the end guys, but the interior guys, the linebackers on blitzes, and then the secondary, there's, you know, they're all back there Pro Bowlers, you know, they're all great players.
He knows what he has in store for him. They've got a lot of firepower, too. Amari Cooper, you got Crabtree, they got some weapons.
Yeah, and he's a pretty good player, too, you know, second year guy, every time out he seems to get better, you know, because he's playing a lot. And you're right, the two receivers have been very special. Tight end-wise, they get the ball to their tight ends, and they're spreading the field. Billy's running kind of the Philly offense. He came from there with Chip, and you see a lot of that stuff going on. So, you know, our defense, they're going to spread us out, and we're going to have to cover down and go get the quarterback. And so we're looking forward to that. That's what we do pretty good.
Yeah, all right, should be a good game. Coach, we'll be back in just a minute to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. As of Friday, 22 names were on that injury list. So here's your injury report brought to you by Franklin the Azar and Associates. Three guys are definitely out. Peyton Manning won't suit up for the fourth straight week. Missing his second straight start is safety TJ Ward. And after suffering a concussion last week, linebacker Danny Trevathan will not be ready for the Raiders. The questionables include running backs CJ Anderson and Ronnie Hillman. But according to Kubiak, Hillman should be good to go. Also on the list are Omar Bolden, David Bruton Jr., Vernon Davis, Andre Caldwell, and Benny Fowler. Now, with these injuries, the Broncos made a much-needed roster move, signing safety Shiloh Kale and adding some much-needed depth to the depleted secondary. In this week's Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's, ironically, Kale had tweeted his old coach, who happens to be Broncos defensive coordinator Wade Phillips, a couple of weeks ago, mentioning he was available. It was a benign tweet to simply stay in touch, but after another significant injury, the Broncos gave Kale a call. The former Houston Texan knows Phillips' system already, and he will see some playing time against the Raiders.
I'm excited, man, for this opportunity. This is a blessing. You know, thank God that this happened, and I'm so blessed and so thankful for this opportunity. Right now, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to get out there and fly around and play because I haven't played in a while, you know, so I'm just trying to make a name for myself, you know, and support my family and just have a good time, man.
You never know when your name might get called. All right, still to come on our final segment of In the Zone. It's your turn to ask the questions. Broncos country with some hard hitters for Coach Kubiak this week. That's next.